Proclamation number 8156 of 20th of April, 1962. Agonizing sufferings of Jesus Christ. Incarnation of God. With the most bitter suffering and pain I concluded my life as a human being on this earth, when I shed my blood for the sins of men in order to redeem their great guilt. Only one human being died for people on the cross, and a human being also took the most agonizing suffering upon himself in order to offer the sacrifice of atonement to me. Yet I myself was in the human being Jesus because love provided him with the strength for this work of grace and mercy, and I myself was this love. As long as you live on earth as a human being and are not yet perfected, you will not be able to understand that I myself was in the man Jesus, because it is incomprehensible to you that God is love. That God can only be spoken of when it concerns love, which is God's fundamental nature. The human being Jesus was full of love, and his greater than great love motivated him to sacrifice himself for his fellow human beings because he recognized their wretched state and wanted to bring them help. But I myself was the love which filled him. I myself was in him in my fundamental element, and therefore I myself accomplished the sacrifice on the cross in the man Jesus. Yet the human being endured the most agonizing suffering because Roman 1, as God, was unable to suffer. You humans should only believe that I embodied myself in the human being Jesus. You should only believe that I myself chose this human shell because otherwise you would not have been able to take notice of my act of mercy. You should only believe that I made myself visible to you humans in Jesus and that you therefore have to acknowledge him if you want to acknowledge me again, whom you once refused to acknowledge. My incarnation in Jesus is such an enormous problem that it cannot be expressed in a few words. Nevertheless, time and again I try to solve this problem for you as far as it can be made understandable to you. I myself accomplished the sacrifice on the cross for you because it was love which wanted to redeem you humans from sin and death. The human being Jesus took immense pain upon himself. His human shell, his body, suffered unspeakably and died the most agonizing death on the cross in order to atone for the great guilt of sin. But this human being Jesus was in intimate union with me, otherwise I could not have taken abode in him, otherwise love could not have completely filled him. I was in him, he had become a shell for me. The Godhead, whose primal element was love, radiated through him completely, so that he was completely merged with her. That he became one with me. Jesus and I are the same. Jesus had become a visible God, whereas before I could not be seen by any of my created beings, because they would have passed away in the primeval fire of eternal love. But the suffering the man Jesus endured for his fellow human beings was unimaginable, and thereby the great original sin of the beings which had once fallen away from me was atoned for, so that the path to me became free again for all beings. Into the kingdom of light and bliss. You humans will never grasp the full depth of this work of grace and mercy, but you will be able to believe that it was not a purely human affair which was carried out on earth by the man Jesus, but that profound spiritual motives underlay Christ's act of salvation and that I myself must be recognized and acknowledged in Jesus. And time and again I will convey this knowledge to people so that they will know that they cannot ignore Jesus Christ and his act of salvation if they want to attain eternal life. Time and again I myself will inform people of this through my spirit, because school-transmitted knowledge will never be accepted or find the right understanding which, however, is the prerequisite for acknowledging Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world, in whom I myself became human in order to redeem humanity. Amen.